have a word for you on today, and I'm really excited about it. And I hope that it was a blessing to me to prepare it, and I believe that it'll be a blessing to you to hear it on today. As I tell you guys all the time, I only talk about things that I deal with myself. Amen. I don't tell you anything that doesn't hit me first. So just believe that Pastor is a part of this also. Amen? Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 22. When you find it, say amen. Amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right, Shambrika. Are you comfortable this morning? It's kind of warm. Okay, all right. It'll get better. Amen. I hope. Amen. But if you're hot, I know a place that's a lot warmer. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. I'm going to read from the King James Version, and then I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. So if you listen up. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. That's the King James Version. The New Living Translation says, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. I'm excited about this word on today. And if you go on down and look at even verse 25, it says, it goes on to say, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. That's good news. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk about today. If you guys would give me a few minutes, I promise I won't be before you long today. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, are you out of control? Ask him one more time, are you out of control? And if so, let's go on a self diet. Are you out of control, Orange Chapel? And if so, let's go on a self diet. Woo, boy, I might need to get my rag out now. Y'all gonna make me sweat today. Galatians 5:22, New Living Translation said, but the Holy Spirit produces the kind of fruit in our lives, this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. My brothers and sisters, the definition of self-control. Whoo! Some of y'all already looking at me. It is literally to grab, to hold, strength, and mastery. It becomes the ability to restrain passions and appetites. Self-control is stopping your members from doing things that your members want to do. That's to not do things that your mind sometimes tells you to do. Self-control. Self-control. My brothers and sisters, so many of us, how many of us have always said that, you know, we say this is a figure of speech that we all use, church folks, the devil is busy. And we also say, the devil made me do it. The devil just he's Satan all over. But you know what? Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, and I've told y'all this before, self does things that surprises Satan. Sometimes we do things in life and the devil sit back and say, wow, we didn't even have to help them do that. Did you hear what Pastor McGuire just said? Did you see what he just did? Self. But my brothers and sisters, we have to practice self-control. I've told you guys before, and it sounds like I just repeat myself, but I'm not crazy. It's just the ministry God gave me that as Christians, when I was in college, when I played college basketball, Tony, my coach told me, he said, listen, son, you live in a fishbowl. You're now a college athlete. Everything you do, people are watching. You live in a fishbowl. When we go in the doctor's office and there's a fish tank, what do? We go right up to him. We look at it. Say, oh, look at that. You see, I didn't even see that. We look like a catfish. Oh, what kind is that right there? Oh, there's a baby. Go. We live in a, as Christians. When you proclaim to be a Christian, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Proud member of the Orange Chapel Baptist Church. Proud member of New Salem Baptist. Proud member of Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. Then people start watching your life. Some of them watch your life to catch you slipping. Some of them watch your life to see if what you're following is worth following. Woo! I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen already. All right, let's look at this. Let's dig down deep. It involves, my brothers and sisters, when we don't fall into temptation and we don't fall into when we don't have self-control, it involves paying a price. Isn't it hard not to do what you want to do? Anybody been in Walmart parking lot lately and you waiting on that parking lot and somebody else whoops in there in a little old bitty car? And you have on your Orange Chapel t-shirt, but you want to cuss them out anyway? Huh? Self-control. Because you know what? That person, you don't know what's going on with that person. And the only thing they know about you is you got on a t-shirt that said, Christ is right. Come on down to the OC. And you can kill your witness. We say all the time, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He ain't trying to kill you, Tony. He don't want you to go out here on 271 and die in a car wreck. Satan don't want that. He wants you to not be a good example for who Christ is, or for a Christian or a baptized believer. He don't want you to be a good example. So he kills, steals, and destroys our witness. Why do you think so many preachers get caught up in drama and stuff? Because when we out here preaching, teaching, all of this stuff, God's moving and things are going on, guess what? He wants to kill our witness. He wants y'all to catch me doing something, saying something I'm not supposed to. And you know what? The truth is, it affects the whole body. When we mess up, it affects the whole body when you mess up. Mess up in front of your kids too much and they won't respect you no more. I'm trying to help you at the house. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to be in the Bible today, so y'all keep your books close to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. I want to share this with you. And I'm going to read again from the New Living Translation. It says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. This is Paul writing. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I might be disqualified. Now, in the original writings, this word that Paul used for disqualified actually translated into the getting a black eye. So guess what? When we run this race, amen, when we say we are who we are, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm doing what the word tells me to do and I'm walking in the spirit and you're in the clouds. Paul said, you know what? I'm going to train myself to do the right thing and say the right things so that I'm not disqualified. Now, I do believe in grace and mercy. I don't think works get you to heaven, so don't get it twisted today, okay? But I believe that the works are a byproduct of the salvation. If we're truly saved, we ought to do some good stuff. And if we want to be a good witness, guess what? We have to do some good things and make some good choices and have some self-control, because I want to cuss folks out every day. But I can't because of who I represent. Amen? Y'all said, no, Pastor, please don't say. You don't want to cuss people out. I'm just trying to help you because you know you want to. Amen? But Paul said, he said, man, I'm training. I'm training every day. So guess what Paul said? He said, you know what? I'm sparring. I have a spar. Come here, Johnny. He said, I'm not just shadow boxing. Any of y'all ever shadow boxed before, fellas? And don't you think you really got some hands? You in there? dipping and moving, but man, when you get in that ring with somebody else, Paul said, I'm not just shadow boxing, I'm training. So in order to train yourself, my brother says, sometimes you have to come up against opposition. Amen. The opposition's important. Amen. You got to learn how to duck and move. You know, move. You know, stay swift on your feet, because this fella here would knock you out. Amen. Go sit there. That's all. But y'all, I just want to give y'all the picture, because he like he about to hit me. But Paul said, listen, I train and do what I'm supposed to do, so I'm not disqualified, so I don't get a black eye. Anybody in here ever got a black eye before? Man, I won a fight one time and got a black eye. And you know what? I was so embarrassed. And that's what Paul said. I don't want to preach the gospel embarrassed, because I'm walking around with a black eye. Some of us really don't feel right in church because we got a black eye. Oh, y'all didn't catch that? Some of y'all can't hardly sit. Where you sitting this morning? Lord have mercy. There you go. Because you got a black eye. Disqualified. So many people try to stand, you know, try to. You know, people say, you can't tell me nothing. Look what you're doing. Have you ever told somebody that? You need to stop drinking. And you sitting there with a drink in your hand. They can only drink two and you can drink 10. But you tell you need to quit all that. You're doing the same thing, but it disqualifies your witness. Man, Tony, you can't tell me nothing. Tell me to quit cussing, and every other word you say is a cuss word. We have to practice self-control, and my brother says we have to go on a self diet, because self will get you in trouble. Amen? Because what happens in this Christian race is a lot of times, I love new Christians. They first come to church, well, they join the church, and then they want to preach. You join, and next Sunday you want to preach. But it's a process. How many of you are doing better today than you were, say, 6 months ago? All right. And guess what? And in 6 more months, by Christmas time, we ought to be even better than this. Amen? It's a growth thing. Even the AA, it's a 12-step program. Amen. I believe in miracles, but I believe in working too. Amen. Oh, let me get back. So Paul said, listen, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. That's why I watch what I do. Okay? Because I realize that there are some people in here that are following me, that really, they heard about Jesus and they know who Jesus is, but there's some people that are following me. Ask some of these babies. There's some babies in here that call me Jesus. I had to get it straight. But you let Pastor McGuire start doing the fool, I'm gonna mess these babies up. Now, none of y'all may not be following me. That's fine. I ain't worried about that. But I know there's a responsibility. I know that because when I was young, we used to sing at a church in Ladonia, at Mount Pisgah, where I just did a revival. And the musician's name was James Fuller. Well, I sang for James way before I ever sang for Christ. James gave me confidence. He said, sing, Shane. You can sing, boy, sing. And boy, I thought I could go. And then, but that was part of the process, because as I grew into this thing, I realized that I wasn't singing for James, that I was singing for Christ. Amen? Trying to help somebody this morning. I got seven steps here. I'm going to try to get through all of them. Lord gave me this, and I'm going to try to give every bit of it to you this morning. I think I can be done in 15 minutes. Y'all believe me? All right, we're going to do it. First thing you have to do, my brothers and sisters, in order to get yourself in control, because some of us are out of control, we need to go on a self-diet. First thing that we need to do is admit your problem. Some of us walk around here like we don't have problems. Like we all that in a bag of chips. You know, there's some people, you know, I say this all the time. There are people, there are especially preachers. Boy, they put these old suits on, and let me tell you, this is a little flashy for me. I know I'm struggling, but I'll be okay. But I bought this tie yesterday. I said, boy, that look good. But some guys, once they put these suits and these ties on, they are, oh, yes, I'm so holy. You know, you're just so holy, you can't help nobody. Y'all know anybody like that? You got to get in the trenches. It's folks in the trenches that need us. It's folks in the valley. You got to get down to the valley, amen? But the first thing that you need to do is admit your problem. Our instinct, my brothers and sisters, is to excuse ourselves and shift the blame. The reason why I'm like this is because my daddy left when I was five. The reason why I'm like this is because I lived in an all-white town and I was the only black in the school and they made fun of me every day. The reason why I'm like this, excuses. My brothers and sisters, we need to stop walking around with all of these excuses and blaming other folks. I'm like this because I got whooped every day. I got whooped a lot too. But you know what? Most of the ones I got were for a good reason. The ones that I got that I don't think I should have got, it was for something that I got away with. That, you know, it all kind of caught up with me. But stop shifting blame on other folks. Blaming your husband. He won't go to church. Well, you go to church and pray for him. She won't cook. You get in there and cook, and she might come in there and cook with you. My kids won't listen to me. Well, talk to them other than cussing them out. Some of us, the only communication we have with our kids, you ugly, it looking like your daddy. Excuses. Stop shifting blame. And the key concept to this, my brothers and sisters, in admitting our problem, is actually individual. Don't be bringing your problems are your problem. My grandmother, you say every tub have to sit on its own bottom. Your problems are your problems. If your daddy left when you were two, guess what? I can introduce you to a man that's been with you your whole life. His name is Jesus Christ. He hung, bled, and died for you. And while you were yet sinners, he died for you. Adopted you in his family, and you're going to inherit heaven. Now you got a daddy. What's your excuse? Huh? I got a record. Guess what? All them dudes in the Bible had records too. Peter was in prison. Paul went to jail. Woo. You know, you realize Jesus went to jail? Y'all realize that? Do y'all know Jesus got arrested? But we hard on folks with records. Man, you better sit down somewhere. Hard on folks. If you messed up, you better start with the man in the mirror. Are you out of control this morning, Johnny? Admit your problem and also have an attitude of faith. Woo! Have an attitude of faith, my brothers and sisters. We already have the power to transform our lives. Look at Romans 12 and 2. Romans 12 and 2. I got 10 minutes. I think I'm going to do it. Romans 12 and 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Look at the New Living Translation. This really breaks it down. New Living Translation says, "Don't copy the behavior under the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." Ooh, that's good. "Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." My brothers and sisters, the problem with most of us is we got a mental problem. Look at your neighbor and say, "You got mental problems." We have to renew the way we think. Amen? We our thinking, my brothers, is sometimes just flat out wrong. Amen? We have a protection from defeat already provided. So if we change our minds, if we have an attitude of faith and knowing that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, that he'll work it out, because self can sometimes be negative. Amen? How many of y'all are hard on yourself? I'm the world's worst. Man, sometimes I get done preaching and I'm just depressed. I didn't do what I should have done. I didn't say. Oh, man. I'm like, man, pick yourself up. Have some faith in what I say. I'm God's mailman, and I'm carrying what he tells me to carry. That's the devil. He'll work on all of us. Amen? Have faith. Amen? You're out of control because you don't have faith in his word. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, New Living Translation says, y'all ready for this one? Oops, upside your head. Say, y'all remember that? This one about to slap somebody. The temptations, listen to this, the temptations in your life, and this is Bible, are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. He'll not put more on you than you can bear. Amen? When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. So when you're out of control and self is telling you all of this stuff and the world is telling you all this stuff and even Satan has gotten into your situation, God is always going to give you a way out. Amen? Men, can I help you out with flesh stuff, with lustful stuff? Don't pray about it. Don't sing about it. Don't tell your pastor about it, but run. Don't stand there and try to fight that temptation. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all stand there. You can't talk to her. Get away. Because you're going to mess up. Young lady, same thing for you. When there's a guy that, you know, you got to cut it off. What you driving on this street for? He won't put no more on you than you can bear, but sometimes you'll put yourself and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But we lead ourselves into temptation. You going by checking your kids at 2 in the morning. Come on, brother. Where are my kids at? It's 2 in the morning. You don't really? Don't go down the street. You can't act right. Amen? He won't put any more on us than we can. He won't put on. But guess what? Sometimes we put on. I'm trying to help somebody. Admit your problem. Have an attitude of faith. And then the biggest thing, my brothers and sisters, is we got to address the past. Write that down. Address the past. And in addressing the past, I'm going to hit y'all with a curveball right here. Focus on the past, on past failures, it almost assures a repeat performance. Say, man, I used to, man, back in the day, me and Tony used to get together, man. We used to get them crazy. Me and my little brother, man, we go to the club, we used to just pop and knock them. You start reminiscing on all of the ignorant stuff you used to do. And you know what? Y'all were, some people talk about their past and it was bad and they just light up. Some stuff you better leave in the past. You know what? Because sometimes I get too excited about talking about, man, back when I was in college, man. I wasn't Pastor McGuire back then. They called me Reverend, but it was something else behind the Reverend. Sure did. I used to play preach. Didn't know the guy was really working on me. I'm going to leave that alone too. Y'all say, oh, Pastor, please don't tell that. We can't change the past. So we should stop trying to do it. Some of us are trying to rewrite the book. You came through what you came through in order to be where you are today and be a good witness for Christ and to lead others to Christ. Amen? Some of us are going to miss out on tomorrow looking back on yesterday. Ooh, wait, that's good. That's better. Boy, y'all, somebody should have turned the flip. Somebody should have threw something at me. That's good. Some of us are living in the past. Okay, living in the past. Fellas, y'all know when we, back in the day we used to lift weights, be muscled up and stuff, bro. We don't look like that no more. Some of y'all ain't seen your belt buckle in a long time. Oh, women, y'all want to laugh? You still walk around here with... Yes, out there, way out there. You done had 4 or 5 kids. You at the club. That's my song. You need to be at home reading your Sunday school lesson, getting ready for church on Sunday morning. You and your daughter bumping into each other at the club. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. No. Give it up. Y'all give it up. Hey. Some old players. Oh, man, they ain't going to do nothing but take your money. Okay, I'm sorry. I told y'all this is uncut. It's raw this morning. Address the past. Believe the past in the past. Quit bringing that stuff up. Because every time you talk about it, you get in that mode. You get in that mindset. Any of y'all ever, you know, that song that used to be your favorite song back in the day, and it come on, and then you, them old kids, Taxi, take me to you. Taxi, you ready to go to the other side of town. Snoop Dogg, come on. You ready to go get you some Seagram's gin? Now, sit down somewhere. That was 93. It's 2013. You sleep a week if you drink that stuff now. You too old. Get over it. You out of control. Say no to yourself. Take a diet from that stuff. Oh, this is good. Is it good? Is it helping anybody? Argue. This is the other thing. You got to argue with your feelings. Argue with your feelings. I talk to myself. Yes, I talk to myself, Tony. I had to argue with feelings. Learn to say no to yourself. Some of us can't say no to ourselves. You know how I know we can't say no to ourselves? Because anybody in here in debt? And you got some stuff that you don't need, and you got some maxed out credit cards and don't remember nothing you bought on them. You got to say no to yourself sometimes. Self want to do a whole lot of stuff that the spirit is like, no, no, no. But self like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to learn to say no to yourself. Look at this. Look at Titus 2. Titus 2, and I know that's one that we don't go to very much. Titus 2, verses 11 through 14, and I'm almost done. I'm going to go just a little bit over my 15 minutes. Y'all give me 5 extra. Can I get an extension? For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. Did y'all hear that? While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. He gave us life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own, totally committed to doing good deeds. Isn't that awesome? Much of our failure, my brothers and sisters, is because we just simply fail to resist urges. Amen? I knew it'd get quiet again. It got hot, too. What happened? Is it just me? Y'all, some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm making me nervous. All right. Now, let's look at this. We have to have an accountability to change, too. Are y'all with me this evening, this morning? Never underestimate the power of partnership. Some of us, you know why self takes over? It's because self is all we have to listen to. Some of us, we don't want to talk to nobody. We don't listen to anybody because we got our own righteousness kind of figured out in our own life. Well, you know what? I'm all right because I'm not as bad as Brother Ray. I'm okay because I don't do what Brother Ron do. I'm all right because I don't do what Marcus does. Self. How many of y'all ever heard of an accountability partner? Good to have somebody you can talk to. Amen? We get in a whole lot of stuff because we the only witness we got. Ecclesiastes 4 and 12 says, a person standing alone, watch this, y'all. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back. Come here, Tony. But two can stand back to back. But two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better. For a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Come here, Johnny. We're going to call in Johnny, too. Now, me by myself, how many of y'all would fight me by yourself with my blue striped suit on? Yep, look at Shambrica. First one, raise their hand. Well, you come up here if you want to. You better. But how many of y'all come up here on me and Tony? How many of y'all come up here on me, Tony, and Johnny? Well, it was less and less and less. Thank you, fellas. Think about this. What if the church, because this is what happens. I was going to do an illustration, but I knew I would lie to y'all about the time, which I already did. But there's an illustration that you can do with a piece of thread. And you take a piece of thread and you get a kid to come break it. And it breaks real easy. And then you get it and you get three strands and you braid it all together and it can't break it. All right? Anybody got blue jeans that raveled? Have you ever pulled one strand out? But have you ever tried to grab about five or six of them and pull it out? What happens? Nothing. My brothers and sisters, when you have accountability partners and people that are on your team, it's kind of like the church. Y'all, we all a family. What if we unite as one? And when Malika, amen, Malika and Ed are going, they got probably their boyfriend and girlfriend. It's online now, so it's official. They boyfriend and girlfriend. When they're going through something, guess what? If we are all connected, amen, to Christ and connect each other and we all have interest in them being successful, then guess what? We pull together, and guess what? A family that prays together will stay together. We can help them with whatever they're going through, but if they out here by themselves, nobody's talking to them, but we keep it, it's our business, and I ain't tell nobody, you know, I won't put nobody. But you know what? We're a church family. How many of y'all have things that go on in your family that only stay with the family? Orange Chapel, there should be some things that go on in Orange Chapel that only stays right here in Orange Chapel. It should be on your Facebook status. Amen? Because we're family. Amen? That's what I'm saying. We gotta bring this thing together. The word Titus says, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Where two or three are together touching and agreeing, he'll be in the midst. Amen? And then what we have to do, and I said this before, is avoid danger spots. Don't keep falling into the same ditch. Fella, if you can't drink and act like you got some sense, don't drink. But you keep on. No, I'm not going to be that real. Y'all want me to be real this morning? If I'm real this morning, let me look at my brother. That's my partner right there. He said, don't do it. All right. Back when I used to try to, a little bit, not much because I was an athlete. I had to keep my body, you know, together. But I used to try to drink beer, Tony. But I figured out I couldn't drink Bud Ice. Woo! Anybody else in here can't drink ice, nothing? Okay, I said, woo! Brother John said, woo! One time, we went to this little get-together, and y'all's pastor drank a Bud Ice. We were in Rockwall, and guess who was walking up I-30? I ain't getting in the car. I ain't getting in the car. Candace was saying, she ain't getting in the car. Please get in the car. That Bud Ice was talking. I ain't getting in the car. And that was back in the early 90s. You know, brother and a white girl in Rockwall. Yeah. but the ice did it. It's the Bud Ice. Don't keep falling to the same dish. And guess what, Tony? I ain't never since that day. I said, boy, when I realized what went on, don't you know that the Lord was watching over me? I could have got hit by a car. I'm walking in I-30. Some people have done a whole lot less and are dead or locked up. And then what we have to do is analyze people, places, and things. Analyze people, places, and some places you just can't go. Amen? We got the kids in here, but there's some other places that I don't go. When I really got serious about my walk with Christ, I had to get rid of some CDs because I wasn't strong enough to listen to it. Amen? I wasn't strong enough to listen. I had to get rid of them. Put me some gospel. My boy said, amen, I know what you're talking about. Avoid danger spots. Some of us just run right to them. Danger. You just pow, pow. You running through the barricades. Bridge out. I don't care. I can jump it. And you drive a hoopty, it don't even go fast. All right. My brothers and sisters, if you're out of control and you need to go on a diet, on a self-diet and self, you know, because self gets you in trouble, this is my final point this morning, and I'm done. If you want to hear me hoop and holler and see me sweat, be there at 3 o'clock because it's on. Because I got something in me that got to come out. And I got an energy drink back there. So it's going to be on at 3 o'clock. If you want to be better, if you want to be better, appeal to God for help. You got to ask God for help because self can't fix self. It takes the Holy Spirit. And then when we talked about in my opening in the New Living Translation, said, but the Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. My brothers and sisters, we are spirit and flesh. Everybody in here is bipolar. There's two of you. There's one of you that want to do right, and there's one of you that want to do wrong. Y'all remember the cartoons when there was devil on this side and an angel on this side? That's real with all of us. Now, the question is, which one of those are you more of? And the person that you're more of is the person that you feed the most. So guess what? If you feed the devil side of you, this flesh side of you, guess what? That flesh is going to be big, and it's going to get you in fleshly trouble. If you feed the spirit by coming to Sunday school, by coming to Bible study, by coming to church and paying attention. Amen. You can come to church and just be like, hurry up, man. I'm here. Amen. But we have to have an attitude of faith. And I want y'all, Galatians 5, 22 and 23, I need y'all to read that this week. Because if you see yourself in these scriptures, amen, then you guess what? You're well on your way to where you need to be. But if you don't, guess what? You got some work to do. Amen? Can we admit that we all have some work to do? All right, now I'm finna close this thing out. We have to have an attitude. We have to have an attitude of faith. Look at this. We have the power to transform our lives. Did y'all know that? Did you know that you have the power to transform your life? Look what the Bible says in Romans. Hebrews 2 and 18. We have to maintain a constant communication with God. The reason why we get out there on our own agendas is because we're not talking to the one who created us. And we're not, how many of y'all know, y'all know I say this all the time, the Bible is life's instructions manual. So if you never refer to the manual, guess what? You will abuse yourself. Amen? What you don't know what kind, if you have Tony drives his car's a diesel. But if you don't read the manual to know that it requires diesel, some of us will drive up there and we'll put unleaded in it. Let me borrow your car, Tony, and mess it up. Because why? Because we didn't read the instruction manual. We don't know, amen, what it takes to make his car go. It takes this word of God to make the Christian go. Amen? And if you're not receiving it, amen, then guess what? It's going to be hard to make it on this Christian journey. You're going to make it, but you're going to have to go through a whole lot of unnecessary drama because you end up being in God's permissive will instead of his perfect will. Amen? All right. Hebrews 2 and 18, and then I'm done. Look at this, y'all. Now, look at this. The God that we serve, the Christ that we serve, look at this. Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. Did y'all see that? Don't y'all know that Jesus Christ went through some of the same things that you and I are going through and have been through? Amen? And then look at Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. And then I'm done. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses. Tell your neighbor, my daddy understands my weaknesses. For he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he didn't sin. So let us come boldly, oh Lord, to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. My brothers and sisters, if you're struggling with self, amen, if you're struggling with life, if you're struggling with decisions, keep God in the equation. Keep on talking to him. And his grace and his mercy is going to lead you through. Amen? Amen. It's not about you turning cartwheels, yelling, screaming, falling out, speaking in tongues. That's not what it's not all about that. It's about you getting this word in your life and in your heart. And then you live in the word and walking accordingly to what the word says. Nope, there's nobody perfect. No, not one. If any man say he's never sinned, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen. So look around. You in here with a whole bunch of sinners. But guess what? We're saved by grace. The world is watching us. Let's be better and let's do better. Amen. And look at this. Look at this. Let me tell you this before I go. Have a strong preoccupation with God. I'm not saying tag all these, I'm saved and all this. You don't put all these tags on yourself, but walk in who you are. Walk in what you are. Amen? Look at this. Matthew 22 and 37 says, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. The problem with a lot of us is we love a lot of other stuff more than we love God. I don't know what I do without my children. I don't know what I do without my husband. Don't you know God's listening? We serve a jealous God. You know what? I don't know what I do without Christ in my life. Because without him, I don't have any of that other stuff. Amen? Because it all belongs to him. Amen? Are you out of control? Are there some areas in your life that are totally out of control? Let me tell you something. Give it to God this morning. Give it to him. Jesus Christ hung, bled, and died on the cross for the remission of our sins. So guess what? There's nothing that you've done that's too bad that Christ can't fix. Amen? He's already paid the price. You just accept the fact that he did it. Amen? Have you ever tried to pay for something for somebody and they wouldn't let you? He wants to pay for your sins. He wants to pay for all of that bad stuff that you've done, all of that stuff that you're doing, and all of that stuff that you're going to do. Why don't we let him this morning? Let Jesus pick up the tab. And then, you know what? When somebody, has anybody ever picked up the tab for you and you really didn't have much money, but you was going to go ahead and take care of what you need to take care of, but you really didn't have much money and they took care of it and it helped you in your situation. Have you ever forgot the person that bailed you out? You don't. And let me tell you something, y'all. We were a world sinking in sin. We all were dying in sin. And when he paid the cost, man, can't we show him some love and respect by doing what his word says do? By loving our neighbors, by having patience with people, by having self-control? He just wants us to be a good witness. He didn't say we had to be perfect. He just wants us to be a good witness. Amen? If there's anybody here today that's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, we ask that you would come at this time. Give your life to Christ. Amen. Give your life to him. He cares for you. He loves you. He wants to be all in your business. And you know what? When he gets in your business, he's not going to put it on Facebook. He's not going to put it on Twitter. He's not going to call somebody. He's not going to text it to somebody else. That's between you and God. Whatever you tell him, he's got it. And guess what? There's nothing that he can't handle. There is nothing on the face of this earth that my God can't handle. You know what? He's so awesome and he's so big, he can handle you with your big and your bad self. And you know what? Also, once you get in the body of Christ, then you got other people, amen, that are looking out for you, that are praying for you. That's what I like about this church. Look at all the different people you have in here. All the different races. All of us that come from different places. God put the, y'all, this is a vision of what heaven's going to look like. Amen? And we are all family. Amen? Let's pray for each other. Let's keep each other accountable. And you know what? Let's say no to ourselves. The next time we're faced with making that wrong decision, the next time you want to chill out because you're representing Christ. Not your, you know, I heard a long time ago I was told that a good name will follow you everywhere you go, but a bad name will beat you there. Amen? Let's have a good name because we're representatives for Christ. Amen? We're the witness for him. We're supposed to be telling everybody else. How good of a witness are you? Think about it. You can text me or Facebook me, inbox me later, tell me how you're doing. Amen? Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Anyone would like to become a member of the Orange Chapel Baptist Church, amen, we ask you to come at this time. Amen. It's good to see you this morning. Anybody wants to be a member, amen, of the OC, amen, a good church. Amen. Where we just give God all the praise and all the glory. Amen. We know he died for our sins. Amen. And guess what? We're just trying to get better. Amen. I don't preach a work salvation, but you know what I do hope and pray for every last one of us is that we become A-plus Christians. Does that make sense? Now, you can pass with a C. In college, you can pass with a D. We can get in. I don't want to get in by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Amen. When I get to heaven, I don't want to be like, I don't know. You know, like when some of y'all fill out those credit applications and you don't really know, like, maybe I might get it. Have it been 7 years yet? I don't want to get to the gate and be like, let's see, they just did Shannon Jones. Let me see, did she get in? I'm better than her. Okay, I'm all right. But I want to be sure. Y'all know the commercial. Raise your hand if you're sure. I want to be sure. Amen. Amen. Anybody want to come this morning just for prayer? Amen. Anybody need to stand at your seat? Amen. For prayer this morning. I know y'all was expecting me to hoop and holler, but it's just not that kind of day today. I hope that you were blessed. I hope that the sermon helped you. My job is to make sure, amen, that you put Christ on your mind. And also that you can use what we talk about today, this week, because some of y'all are going to need this, because somebody's going to try you and test you. Somebody's going to try to pull you away, amen, from doing what you need to do that's pleasing in God's sight. But you heard a word today that the Holy Spirit places all these great things within us. Are you going to go with the Spirit, or are you going to go with self and the flesh? Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that are gathered here today. We thank you for your word. Father God, we pray that the message went out on fertile ground, Father God, that all that will receive it, Lord God, and we would just take a break from ourselves, take a diet from ourselves, and listen to your words, your will, and your way, Father God, that we would continuously be in communication with you, that we will continue to pray and ask you to lead us and guide us in every way that we go. Father God, we realize that so many people are watching us, that somebody somewhere wants to be like somebody here in this church, Father God, that we do have influence, and Lord God, that we will be the type of leaders that you want us to be. We will be the type of mothers, the type of fathers, the type of employees, Father God, the type of Christians, Lord, the type of church members that you've called us to be. Lord God, we just want to be better and we want to do better. And we know that we can only do that by your divine Holy Spirit. So we ask, Lord God, that you would walk with us and talk with us this week, Lord God, that we may be a good soldier. Lord God, that we may be a good witness, Father God, that other people would ask us, how is it that you're able to make good decisions? How is it that you're able to do the right thing? And we tell them it's all because of Christ. Lord God, we just thank you. We magnify your glorious name. Lord God, we just ask you to just be with us all this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And thank God. You're dismissed. Have a great day. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Y'all don't forget, I'll be at Mount Canaan today, 3 o'clock. Okay. I will.